Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just learning about Trevor, I was like, damn, I wish, you know, Trevor was around when I was younger and when I was in my deep pits. I remember when I was in foster care, there was this one night that, like, I was also feeling really super isolated, you know. I was in an LGBT group home, and the group home, the staff, the atmosphere wasn't the kindest to me. I don't know. It was just, like, what I went through, just, like, different various forms of isolation from my family and just, like, not having, like, thorough, consistent, grounded friends that were as consistent and present as I was.
Yeah.
Just all added to, like, my feelings of isolation. And I don't know, I didn't feel motivated to do anything. I didn't feel like I ever got the love and affection. And I think those things from other people are really motivational to us as human beings to, like, be the best of ourselves and to achieve our dreams when we have that support. And I didn't really have that. So I fell into this really deep, dark hole. And I remember going online and just, like, and, like, looking up on Google, like, you know, painless ways to just, like, out yourself. And there was this, when I actually looked it up on Google, there was a site that had came up, something 1-800, like, suicide, like, hurt yourself, something like that.
Yeah, it was like a suicide prevention site.
As opposed to, like, those results that I searched up. And I was like, wow, you know, and I called the number, actually. I remember speaking to someone, like, about, like, just the isolation that I was going through because I was trans. And I was just, like, really vulnerable, and I was crying my eyes out. And the person was just like, you matter, you know. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be okay. And it was just so many weird, awkward moments of, like...
Yeah, the silence.
And, like...
Like him not knowing really
I don't
what
know
to
how
say.
To say, you know, how to respond to this. What do I say back to this?
Because they're not
this?
Part of the community, necessarily.
Yeah. And I was just like, damn, you know, like, I forgot that something, like, you know, like, there's so many resources now. And this was, like, 5 years ago, you know? So, like, now... There's so many resources around for people who are dealing with those various forms of isolation that bring you to that place. You know, it's really quick for us to, like, box it in this is a mental health issue. It's not all about them. It's not, you know what? I mean, I guess it is. Isolation and ostracization, existential ostracization definitely makes you sick.
Oh, for sure.
It makes your spirit sick, you know? So, yeah, I guess it is, you know, but...
It's a social issue, though, too, because part of that, it goes back to, you know, other people are part of that dynamic and creating that mental health issue. It's like taking those people out of it, acting like they're not part of it, takes away any sort of accountability or responsibility they have to their fellow humans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, man, it's so weird. You know, I think people like to surround themselves. I think we all are mirror versions of each other. You know,
oh, totally.
We're all reflective of each other in many different ways. Some of us have more of those parts than others, but I think, like, people are just so comfortable with surrounding themselves around other people who are, like, completely identical, whether it's, like, how they look, you know, whether it's, like, physical homogeny, or whether it's, like, whatever form of, like, that sameness that people feel comfortable surrounding themselves with. All of that contributes to the ostracization that people go through for showing up, you know, different than them. So shout out to the Trevor Project. That was an incredible event.
Yeah.
For people to know that that place existed, I think... definitely lets a lot of LGBTQ people, especially trans people, know that they are loved and they're supported and they belong here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.